Hello and welcome to another episode of a podcast about music, which, if you're new here, is a podcast about music. I'm one of your hosts, Logan.
And I'm Eric.
Eric, how you doing this week?
Great, Logan. It seems like we haven't done this thing in, like, weeks.
Like, 8, 9 days. Probably 8.
It's been too long.
It has been too long, I agree. Yeah, whatever. You can go.
After you.
Didn't even know what I was going to say.
Logan, yeah. I feel like a lot of our listeners are missing our experience, and so I'm glad that we're bringing it tonight, you know?
Yeah, me too. Even though it's a day later than we usually do, because we've transitioned to Sunday releases, and it is Monday by the time you're hearing this, but we will roll with it, and hopefully we provide an entertaining listening experience for the masses. Who are we talking about this week, Eric? I don't want to get right into the nitty-gritty.
Logan, I was going to tell you what we had for dinner tonight, which is meatloaf.
Yeah.
So who are we talking about tonight?
Meatloaf.
I know, but I'm saying we had meatloaf for dinner. Who are we talking about tonight?
I said we talking about meatloaf.
Meatloaf the singer.
Yes. Meatloaf, the iconic singer, as it were. Or Michael Lee Adey, or A-Day, spelled A-D-A-Y.
And we're talking about him for a good reason, or good reasons, I should say.
I'm unaware of this reason. Please enlighten me.
He's a phenomenal singer and songwriter that we've never talked about before. He's often overlooked. I think some people overlook him because of his silly nickname.
And his silly appearance?
He's just an awesome musician.
Oh, he looks like a nice guy.
Awesome musician, great songs that we all know. Most of us know his songs.
Before today, completely honestly, I'd never heard any of his music before.
Well,
nor am I familiar with Rocky Horror Picture Show, so that's another thing. But we'll get to that.
That's one thing I'm unfamiliar with also. Yeah,
great. Good decision talking about him on the podcast tonight.
I think
it seems to be the running theme these days is complete lack of information overall.
Oh, no.
Or misinformation.
I think a lot of our listeners, especially the over 30 crowd.
Yeah, it's like 99%.
They know Meatloaf, though they might not know him by name. They know some of his songs by heart. They know at least two or three of his songs by heart.
I know some of our listeners do, one in particular.
Who's that?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Oh, that friend of the show we
friend
were talking
of the show,
about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Friend of the show a while ago we talked about.
So, there are a lot of Meatloaf songs out there. A few of them get a lot of play on, say, the classic radio stations.
Yeah, and I want to talk about something before we talk about Meatloaf, but continue.
No, it's nice to... it's nice to realize that he's an actual person. He's not just this name, Meatloaf. He's a real person out there living his life that we're happy to celebrate tonight.
Meatloaf, more like Leetmoaf, am I right?
I don't know if you are.
So before we started, I wanted to ask you, familiar with Bernie Sanders of Vermont?
I think he ran for some sort of political office once or twice.
Sounds about right.
A senator, I believe.
Yes, U.S. senator.
Is he still? Is he current U.S.
senator? According to his Instagram, he is, yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say the Democratic senator from Vermont?
Yep, Democratic. Left-leaning, as it were. You saw the Bernie memes after the inauguration.
You know, I didn't, Logan. Inauguration. I did not.
You did not.
No,
are
I don't.
Are you joking?
Really,
because this conversation is going to take an ugly turn for you if you haven't seen these memes.
Logan, I don't think a fist fight would play out very well over.
We're
the
not
pod.
Talking fists. We're talking open palms for the auditory pleasures of the
listeners. Logan, let me rephrase. I apologize. I don't think a slap fight would really play out very well over the podcast.
Well, afterwards we could do like closed caption.
Yeah, we'll hug it out at the end for sure.
Well,
but
yes, everyone can hear the rustle of our clothing and our tight embrace.
I have a better idea.
Sure.
Why don't you educate me on what this meme you're talking about all about?
Well, Bernie Sanders, U.S. Senator for Vermont, as his Instagram bio aptly says.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but is he the same guy that made that Kentucky Fried Chicken?
What? No, that's Colonel Sanders. Sanders.
Yeah, Colonel Bernie Sanders.
That's Colonel Sanders. Not Bernal Sanders.
Darn or it.
Bernie Sanders.
Or Bernard, as some movies would pronounce Bernard.
Yeah, Bernie was pictured in what some news outlets have said was, I think, like cozy or comfortable or something. A combination of those two, not necessarily any order. But it was him in a, like a down parka, a mask, obviously, and cozy mittens. And he was just sitting around at the inauguration at the Capitol building. Here's the image. Have you seen this?
Oh, yes. And yeah. He's obviously distanced from others.
Yes.
Out of respect. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. It was about 1 degree that day, right?
Well, in Washington, D.C., I think it was mid-30s Fahrenheit.
Well, they don't usually get that low.
No, but it is wintertime.
Yeah. You're not kidding.
But this meme has gone viral, as some kids say these days, and it's funny. I like the meme, so I was wondering if you had seen it. I'll link some good memes.
Still don't know what a meme is.
In the description.
Certainly, I have not.
Well, let me tell you.
Let me just ask, Logan. Are you talking about a picture of someone that they put a little quote below and suddenly it becomes a meme?
There's no quote. They're cutting Bernie and his chair out from the Capitol and placing him strategically in other images.
Oh, in funny situations.
Funny situations.
Like Bernie at the Capitol in his mitten and gloves.
Well, just mittens.
Riding Lazy River. That kind of thing.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you
like
don't usually...
Bernie in his mittens riding over Niagara Falls in a barrel. That kind of thing?
I mean, I don't know if that's done before, but it's a good... It's
no,
a good
I'm
thought.
Just putting it out there. Bernie in his mittens out on the front, not in the cockpit, but out on the front of the space shuttle, soaring off into space.
I don't know if it's been done before.
Freezing his petunias off.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty cold up in space.
Is that what a meme is?
It can be if you'd like it to.
There's no caption?
No, not for this. A meme is really... It's a state of mind. It's a place where you go.
Funny
it's,
enough.
A meme is not one single thing.
Just to
one
let
does
our,
not simply make one single meme.
Just to
and
let
that's
our friends behind the fourth wall here.
Well,
I truly do
I
not
know
what a meme
same.
Is. I
well,
have no idea.
To humor you, I'll pull up meme def. A meme is an element of culture or system of behavior. Certain kind of weird that may be considered to be passed from one individual to another by non-genetic means, especially imitation. So that probably
well,
made no sense.
That does not help me understand what a meme is.
Awkward silence. So
I
we'll
know,
cut that out.
Right?
Probably won't actually.
Not
but.
That awkward.
So like this one, I was high before high def. I was deaf. You know, I think it's
I
just that.
I was high before high def. I was before high def was deaf. What?
Yeah. So I was high before high def was deaf, which means.
That's a
yeah.
reference to smoking marijuana, I believe, which is.
Tell me about marijuana.
Inappropriate.
I know this is a family podcast. Please tell me, what is that? I don't
no,
know what you're
sure
talking about.
I'm not sure what that's all about.
Me neither.
That's one of the silliest memes I've ever heard of on account of. That's the first meme I've ever seen.
Seem?
Yeah.
Did you just
it
say that's the
yes,
first
that's
meme
first
I've ever
meme
seen?
I've ever seen.
It seems to me like it's time to talk meatloaf. And I'm going to let you talk a little about him today because I feel like I always take the wheel.
Oh, Logan.
It's real convenient.
I expected that you would have done the research on him today.
Who said anything about research? Michael Lee Adai, born Marvin Lee Adai, and I'm
really?
Sorry if I'm mispronouncing his
so
name.
So he was born yeah. Marvin, but he changed his name to Michael?
And now he's known as Meatloaf.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with this guy. He was born September 27, 1947.
September 27th?
Yeah.
We have a friend of the show whose birthday is September 27th.
We do?
We so, do.
Glad to have
what?
You on.
What?
Whoa, what is going on here?
That is the robot guest that's coming on later, and it's
oh
playing.
Oh my gosh.
It's playing on my computer, so sorry about that, folks, if you did hear
yes.
that.
We have a friend of the show. I'm not going to say her name, but she knows who she is because her birthday is September 27th, and I'm sure she is enjoying getting the shout out right now.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, sorry to like sideline you there. Yeah.
That's fine.
That's great. Which year?
1947. Were they born in 47? It's 2021 now. Can you believe that? Side note. That's crazy.
47, so give me a second. Meatloaf, born Marvin, then Michael, now Meat, was born in 47. So in 2007, he would have turned 60. 2017, he would have turned 70. 73. So he's 73 years old?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
All right. 73 and a half, of course. Almost. Next month, he'll be 73 and a half.
Yeah, and you know what? If he's not 73, we'll fact check it. And I actually just did. He is 73.
Yeah, so your math is...
Your math seems to be pretty good.
It's tricky doing it in public, but it's still pretty tricky. Easy.
I hope that's not tricky for you. He's better known as Meat Loaf. He's an American singer and actor. He's noted for his powerful, wide-ranging voice in theatrical live shows. His Bat Out of Hell trilogy, Bat Out of Hell, Bat Out of Hell 2, Back into Hell, and Bat Out of Hell 3, The Monster is Loose, has sold more than 50 million albums worldwide. Which is a lot of albums.
That is a lot.
That's like 6 million more than we've sold. More than four decades after its release, the first album still sells an estimated 200,000 copies annually and stayed on the charts for over 9 years.
He's still selling 200,000 copies a year right now?
Estimated.
Because it seems to me like who buys albums anymore?
I guess that might
have to do with... No, I think it's true. It has to do with popularity, yeah.
Royalties, but
no,
who knows?
I believe it.
Yeah, well, he definitely got a few cents from me today because I played some of his music. He stayed out on the charts for over 9 years, making it one of the best-selling albums in history. History! And, you know, over here at a podcast about music, we are, to our core, a music history podcast, and we like to think that we're also a comedy podcast, but look how that's working out for us. But
Logan, that's funny.
Music history. Oh, thanks. Yeah, because it's a comedy podcast. That's right.
Yeah.
Logan, what do you want to know about Meat Loaf?
I want to tell you something about Meat Loaf.
Oh, thank God.
I'd like to suggest a song.
Please do.
I got a text earlier from a different friend of the show. Very close relation to old Ms. September 27th.
Really?
And she had a song suggestion.
Yeah? What is it?
Logan... I would do anything for love.
Okay, so?
There you go.
What?
I would do anything for love.
Oh, you talking this song? By Meat Loaf.
Yeah, I sure am. I'm certain we're not allowed to be doing that right now.
That's okay. I'll pay the royalties. Wow, that's beautiful. Really,
yeah, it's a great song.
Truth's out, I'm actually actively crying right now.
The funny thing is, and it is very funny, some of Meat Loaf's funniest, best songs are, they're little tongue-in-cheek jokes, you know? They're phenomenal music, but they have great little sort of double entendres and jokes in them.
Yeah.
And that song is no exception, but awesome song. Great to listen to, mm-hmm. musically.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And yeah. It tells you something about a lot of love relationships in this world, while mm-hmm. at the same time making you chuckle.
Yeah.
So he does it all, honestly.
I don't know where the Rocky Horror... picture show stuff is, but we'll get to that soon. I wanted to talk about his life in media. So he appeared playing the drums in the music video of the World Wrestling Federation wrestler's rendition of Land of a Thousand Dances from
really?
The wrestling album in 1986.
That was before any of his fame or oh no, way no, after no. some of it. Yeah, of course he rose to fame in the mid-70s. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He appeared as the Spice Girls bus driver in the 97 movie Spice World.
Wow.
Meatloaf was featured as one of the celebrity drivers in 2005 Toyota Pro Celebrity Race, finishing 12th overall.
Oh, wow.
Depends on how many people there were, I guess. He also appeared in the South Park episode Chef Aid. In a flashback, Meatloaf claims that he started out as an unsuccessful artist named Couscous. After being booed off the stage and almost deciding to quit, Chef tells him that his name might be the problem and then hands him a plate of meatloaf to cheer him up.
Logan, mm-hmm. this reminds me of how we were going to name our first son Pasta.
Pasta, yeah.
Yeah. Similar
I've never
to
met
that.
Your first
Couscous.
Son, by the way. We need to...
Yeah, no, he's a good little fella, trust me.
Cool.
But we thought of naming him Pasta, and we said, you know, that could affect the way that he grows up.
Yeah, I can see that.
So we should've went with a more traditional name.
Should have seen where his life would have went.
Yeah. Anyway, we're Italian, so...
You are?
We are.
Would have never known it.
Yeah. Little Linguini's doing great these days.
Cool.
Yeah.
Let me see. On October 26th, 2010, Meatloaf, credited as Meatloaf A Day, appeared on the Fox television series Glee in the Rocky Horror Glee Show, the series' tribute to the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which he was in.
Right.
I wanted to talk about the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which is a story that centers on young engaged couple whose car breaks down in the rain near a castle where they seek a telephone.
It's a movie, right? Let's let everybody know. It's a movie.
Yeah, it's a movie.
Yeah.
The budget was $1.4 million and the box office $170 million. U.S. dollars. We'll talk about that soon. We'll talk about it now, I guess. He played Eddie in the Rocky Horror Picture Show in 1975.
Logan, you know what a good couple of music podcast hosts would do before they talked about something like that?
What?
They
watch
would
it?
They would both watch it.
Yeah, well.
You know what I think we should put on our movie list?
Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Should I actually? Because it's a pretty sacred list.
It seems like you should. You should also watch it in a movie theater in the 1980s. Well, apparently, you're supposed to bring, like, props with you. You're supposed to bring tomatoes and all sorts of stuff. There's
it's kind of a cult
that
movie,
you do,
right?
Yeah, talk about a cult classic.
Talking about cult classics, yeah. I heard that you watched Pulp Fiction with a friend of yours over the weekend.
Yes, friend of the show Logan and I watched Pulp Fiction over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Now how was that? Because I know you like the movie,
Logan.
How was that experience?
It's my favorite movie. Right after the original Vacation, aka National Lampoon's Vacation.
It's National Lampoon's Vacation is your favorite movie?
Yeah, it's a perfect movie.
So you like it more than Pulp Fiction?
Yeah, 1% more, of course.
I can't even imagine watching Vacation with you then, because...
Have you seen it?
I've seen the Christmas Vacation one.
Oh, the original is...
I've not seen the original.
Better.
I'll put that
anyway,
on my list as well.
Logan, Pulp Fiction is a far better movie. But Vacation was my number one, you know? You can't bump your number one out of the number one slot just because you have a new number one. You just have a new... It's not a number two, it's a 1.1.
You can have two favorite movies.
Yeah, I have two, and one's my favorite movie, and one's my second favorite movie.
Yeah, well, thank you for asking what my favorite movie is.
I'm going to guess. Give me a second.
Okay.
Pulp Fiction?
Incorrect. Two more guesses.
One of the Star Wars trilogies.
No, although it's funny that you say trilogies because they are very exciting and there are three trilogies.
Okay, I get one more guess.
Yes. Please get it right because we'll have to end the show now.
One of Logan's favorite movies, folks.
You know what? In 3, 2, 1, I'm going to play a little theme from it in post, and we'll see if you got it right. 3, 2, 1.
Mm-hmm.
And we're back. Eric, what's my favorite movie?
I think it's The King and I.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I've never seen that movie. You get a redemption guess.
Oh, boy. I know.
Yeah.
Tootsie.
You're absolutely kidding at this point. My favorite movie, ladies and gentlemen, is Back to the Future.
Which one?
Part one, of course.
Of course, right? That's like saying...
None of them are bad.
Do you prefer Vacation or Pulp Fiction? Come on. Of course. Yeah,
of course. It's part one. No. I honestly like part one the best. It's actually, as you might have heard, my favorite movie. But part two and part three for me are equally good. Not as good as part one, but they hold a special place in my heart.
A lot of trilogies really fall off after the first.
This one,
Back to the Future, they did their homework.
They did our well. They filmed the second and third installment at the same time, so I think that had to do with it. Did you know in Back to the Future, Michael J. Fox played a confused Marty McFly so well because they basically filmed on weekends and at night for the not at night during the day, but like after long nights of shooting,
He
was filming, I think, Family Ties. Also.
Oh, wow.
So he was extremely tired on set and just like played the character so convincingly. I thought that was pretty cool to read.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. I can tell you're captivated by that.
Hmm.
I don't have anything else to say about Meatloaf except maybe like
what else is there to say? Another song suggestion perhaps from our friend of the show?
Mm-hmm. Who? Me?
No,
we're not making any calls if that's what you're
We are not making any phone calls.
Okay.
But like I told you, friend of the show, Joanne, suggested...
just a name drop in there.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Sure. Hello.
She suggested, what did I say earlier? I would do anything for love.
That's right.
Her second song suggestion, Bad Out of Hell, which I know you mentioned the album earlier.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's her song suggestion.
Okay. I can get behind that.
It's a good one. They're all good songs. It's hard not to like Meatloaf.
It's really not. So we've got I'd Do Anything for Love, and then Bat Out of Hell. I'm going to go with a last song suggestion. We're going to go Paradise by the Dashboard Lights. Paradise by the Dashboard Lights. I believe that's what the song's called.
I know you're correct.
Yeah.
Have you heard the song?
Yeah, I have.
It's a lot of
Paradise
fun,
by the Dashboard Light. Pardon me. It's been a while, folks, since I've said any of Meatloaf's songs out loud. In fact, that's the first time I've ever said any of Meatloaf's songs out loud.
They're worth listening to.
Oh, that was fun.
Do you think some of our listeners have not heard his music?
Absolutely. Probably.
Guess what
all of
I
them.
Would do, Logan?
What?
I would encourage them to go check out Meatloaf.
Yeah.
Check out these songs.
And the links in the
Three
show notes.
Three great song suggestions that'll introduce you to a really fun, fun musical artist.
Yeah. I was thinking about podcasts right now. Podcasts. I listen to podcasts.
I've heard of them.
Because I'm not uncultured. I listen to podcasts. What was I going to say? And, podcast that I listened to, they came out with an episode last night, and I think it really hits close to home because I have been asking you to watch this with me as of this week, and you have avoided it, so I'm calling you out. National Podcastery.
Are you talking about that podcast you're listening to last night that was talking about that movie?
No, that show.
Oh, that TV show.
TV show that you've been
avoiding. About Meatloaf.
Not about Meatloaf. How long are you going to avoid this?
That show about the 1970s?
One of the episodes was set in the 70s.
That show about Wanda?
Yes, and I'll be surprised.
Vision?
Wow, okay. So you've done your homework. Yes, I almost fell out of my chair, ladies and gentlemen. That
He's
was a close
so
call.
Excited about WandaVision.
Yeah, I'm just jumping out of my seat. Seriously, though, we're not going to leave this studio until you watch this episode with me.
Logan,
so,
believe it or not, I watched 2 or 3 minutes of that program with you yesterday.
I know, and you saw a bit of... Well, not yesterday.
Was that filmed
on
the
Friday.
Set of the Brady Bunch?
Not to my
house?
knowledge. No. I don't think so. Huh. I'd be very surprised. It's a different house.
It looked like it.
Well, it's not the same house.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know because you haven't seen the episode. So this is what we call a Mexican-American standoff.
I suppose.
Mexicans because just for fun. And American because... I don't know. Just that's where we are currently.
Because right now, it's like on one side, there's an American flag waving.
Sure.
And on the other side,
right across the border,
there's a burrito waving right back.
And a Mexican flag.
Yeah.
Believe it or not. Did you see through the border wall that the previous presidential administration put up? People were playing on seesaws across the border.
Yeah, they just popped those little pink seesaws right
that
into
was really
the.
Cool.
"Quote unquote wall," which is a fence, right?
It's a fence, yeah.
And you
it should be called the border fence.
It
actually.
Should be called the border seesaw holder.
Yeah, the border playground for
yeah.
the children.
Why not?
Which is a WandaVision reference, by the way. Not that you would know.
Oh, yeah. Logan, if I had a nickel for every time I've sat down to watch WandaVision,
you would be broke AF.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that means, but
we'll have to revisit it next week because it's time. For real or fake. Eric, take it away.
Real OF.
Yeah, we're actually not going to cut. We're just going to go right into it if you don't need any prep time today.
No, I can handle it.
All right, well, you want to introduce it for all of our
sure.
loyal fans?
Take a quick pause. Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome once again to the greatest earth-shattering... side-splitting, gold star awarded, episodical extravaganza that we like to call a little ditty around these parts.
Any
real or fake? Yes, theatrics.
Theatrics. Okay.
Real or fake? Mm-hmm. Welcome once again to Real or Fake. Logan and I are going to run a couple of stories by the other.
Yep.
One of which is real, one
is
fake.
Do.
We have some ground rules that we've discussed a few months ago.
Yeah.
We Ooh, generally cool. disregard these ground rules and then remind each other of them after the fact.
Mm-hmm. Or actually completely forget them and it
yeah.
turns out to be a...
Where neither one of us is actually aware of the
it's
rules
a
anymore. A gas or a guess?
It's gonna. It turns out to be a gas, and dare I say, it's gonna be a gas. Another reference to the show you've never seen, and wish you would.
Oh, I wonder what this is all about.
Whoa. Okay, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
We're also talking like we're on like a sleep show all of a sudden. Very soothing voice.
Thanks, Logan.
Whoa. Okay.
We're here with.
I'm sure the listeners don't want to hear
meditative
that.
Meditative sounds.
Oh my God.
Of
we're gonna have to cut
fake.
That out.
I don't think
honestly,
there's anything to
creepy.
Cut out.
Actually, not kind of. It is creepy. You haven't even taken a sip of your seltzer. I wonder how that's going to
sound.
Logan. Oh, God. Here we go, folks. Ew. Wow. Okay.
Logan,
I'm surprised you did it.
I'd like to give a quick shout out to our friends at Spindrift.
Whoa. Okay.
Yep.
Not Spons.
No.
Delicious. Do you want to just a podcast about ASMR this week? Just auditory
we
pleasures.
Should, we should probably cover ASMR on one of our next pods.
Is that a musical group?
It should be. A lot of
Let's
our listeners have
true.
No idea what those letters mean.
I don't know what those letters mean.
But we know what it stands for.
I don't know what it stands for.
I'm ASMR? Gonna... What it stands for, folks, is some sort of words.
Autonomy? Excuse me. Autonomous sensory meridian response is relaxing, often sedative sensation that begins on the scalp and moves down the body, also known as a brain massage. It's triggered by placid sights and sounds such as whispers, accents, and crackles.
Well, that's ASMR. Yeah. For those of you unfamiliar.
Whisper.
Whisper.
Eric, how are you doing this week?
I'm going to brush my hair now 1,000 times in a row.
Wow, please do. I would just be so ASMR'd if you did that. I'd be ASMR'd.
I feel like we're not doing ASMR justice right now.
No, we're not. We'll save that for a podcast about ASMR.
Seriously. Logan, as I was telling our friends, we are doing real or fake tonight, as we do every week.
Well, almost every week. When we feel relatively productive enough to do so.
Yeah, nearly every pod. But Logan, unfortunately for you, I've gotten a little bit lazy with my real or fake this week. I'm going to go out on a limb and guess that you've done the same.
Maybe. We'll find out.
Logan, I've got two stories that sound identical except for one small difference. One of which is real, one is fake. Have you heard of Cats?
The musical?
Nope, the animal.
The animal?
Yeah.
I'm unfamiliar.
How about dogs?
I've heard about dogs, yes.
You've heard about cats and dogs,
I've heard about dogs, cats, and not so much.
Felines and canines. Felines and canines.
More like felines and canines.
We're talking about the domesticated cat and the domesticated dog tonight.
Maybe I'll give a Borat impression at the end of the show. That's exciting.
For those of you who do believe that science is correct, there's some new information. Yeah, me too, luckily.
Good stuff.
The first people to settle in the Americas likely brought their own feline companions with them.
Look at the Egyptians.
The Americans.
Well,
the
Americas. I'm not talking about Egyptians. I'm talking about Egyptians, how they always had cats around.
Okay, let's back up right here. I'm going to read you the article. The first people to settle in the Americas likely brought their own feline companions with them, according to new research, which sheds more light on the origin of cats.
Nice.
An international team of researchers led by archaeologist Dr. Angela Perry of Durham University, UK, ancient people and cats. They found the first people to cross into the Americas before 15,000 years ago. By the way, only 15,000 years ago did they cross into the Americas. Where did they do it from, probably?
Plymouth Rock?
No, really.
Oh, probably around Florida or something.
I think it was around Alaska.
Really?
From Russia.
Oh, well, I mean, that's not continental America.
To cross into the Americas. Still America, that's how the humans got into the Americas 15,000 years ago.
We're talking Native Americans, not colonists.
Oh, Native.
The actual Americans.
15,000 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, not...
Not like 400 years ago.
No, 15,000 years ago. I thought it was much sooner than that, but yeah, I guess... Too. Humans had inhabited the Earth for quite a long time before they made their way to the Americas.
How long? How long have humans walked? Well, not cave people.
According to science, if you're someone who does believe in science.
Which I am.
I think they would say that humans, as we know what that means genetically, humans have been around for something like 200,000 years.
Oh, my goodness.
But I could be wrong. I could be wrong about that. Obviously, we have ancestors who date back much longer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, primates, for one.
But the story changes every couple weeks. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Logan, I'm no scientist. I'm just a lover of podcasts and news.google.com.
So was that one of your stories?
No, I'm still reading it to you.
Okay, good.
They found the first people to cross into the Americas before 15,000 years ago who were of Northeast Asian descent, as in Northeast Asia, sort of the area occupied by, say, Russia.
Yeah, kind of near Alaska.
Were accompanied by their cats. The researchers say this discovery suggests that cat domestication likely took place in Siberia before 23,000 years ago.
Wow.
People and their cats then eventually traveled both west into the rest of Eurasia and east into the Americas.
Cool.
yada, 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 yada. Lots of really good information here. Any of you looking to expand your knowledge, check this article out.
Your cat migration knowledge.
It's actually, you know what? I quoted the wrong site. This is actually from phys.org, phys.org.
Very cool.
So, story number two. The first people to settle in the Americas, Logan, likely brought their own canine companions with them, according to new research. .. International team of researchers led by, believe it or not, archaeologist Dr. Angela Perry of Durham University, UK.
Believe it or not.
Looked at the archaeological and genetic records of ancient people and dogs.
Dogs.
They found the first people to cross into the Americas before 15,000 years ago who were of Northeast Asian descent. Coincidentally,
this is getting a little scary.
Were accompanied by their dogs. So,
wow.
Believe it or not, the rest of the story continues much like the first.
Yeah, well, I could believe it because that second story is fake.
The second story about them bringing dogs in with them is fake.
I fear I've spoken too soon.
I'm not sure you want to do anything of the sort, but Logan, this is like, let's make a deal. Dogs or cats? You mentioned something about Egypt earlier.
I did.
You've got a pretty good head on your shoulders there, Logan.
I'm sorry for yawning.
I don't want
so
you to second guess yourself just because I want to win this contest.
Wow.
Logan.
It might be the first selfless
when
act you've ever
the
performed.
Humans trickled over into the Americas more than 15,000 years ago, according to science, because that's what we're referencing tonight.
Mm-hmm. The best source.
Did they bring cats or dogs with them?
Cats. I said the second story was fake, right?
Yes.
You also did. Look like David Wallace from The Office with those glasses.
Thank
on.
You very
I just
much.
Like, so,
he's
oh my God.
Handsome guy. Thank
now
you.
Now that I keep, I'm going to take a picture.
No need for that. Please, it takes my spirit away. Please don't take a picture.
Well, I'll show you the similarity after the show. That's actually kind of frightening. Obviously, we won't post your face, but if
Logan,
you can see this man right now, frightening resemblance. Go watch The Office if you haven't already. It's
Logan, show. I'm sorry to say, if you could see the man before me, you'd see someone who was
covered
just
in
incorrect with his real or fake guess.
Really?
They brought dogs with them.
Oh,
that's
well,
how
mean,
dogs
also,
were introduced to the
I
Americas. Very interesting, huh?
Yeah, very interesting.
Very interesting.
You have done it again, my friend.
For about the third time ever.
Now I will do it again, as I
please
consistently
do.
Have. My first story comes to us from...
I can already tell it's fake, but go ahead.
A news source. A
news source.
A man has sparked a fierce debate online for his fish finger sandwich with pizza bread, which some people say is genius and others say deserves to be put in the bin. On the plate were four fish fingers sandwiched between microwavable pizza and then cut into two halves.
Halves. Yeah,
cut into two
halves,
which he simply captioned fish
remember
finger sandwich.
Remember old Mr. Halve up the street?
I do.
He got sliced into two. Go ahead, as you were.
What are you talking about? The mining disaster? which he simply captioned fish finger sandwich with pizza bread by Mikey G. Since sharing the picture on the group, Mikey G's I don't know what this word is. S-A-R-N-I-E.
What is it?
S-A-R-N-I-E. I'm not afraid to call myself out when I don't
Sarny?
Have Sarny? Is that what it is? Mikey G's Sarny has sparked a heated social media debate with a number of Twitter users jumping to his defense.
Seems odd that you would include a fictional word that you don't know how to pronounce in a story that you made up. So, very, very suspicious.
I thought
there.
The story was fake, so now the gears start
turning. Sarny, huh?
Story number two. A revolutionary new meatloaf recipe has been developed in the MasterChef kitchens. Adriana Walhart is a small-town chef from Pella, Ohio, and was given only a little time to produce something extraordinary. The result? A moist, flavorful meatloaf made entirely of vegan ingredients. Find Pella Loaf in select grocery stores and in most natural grocers or grocers located in Iowa. Not sponsored.
Most national grocers in Iowa?
Wow. It's like it's a chain of restaurants.
So you have two stories that both seem completely fake. Huh.
Well,
makes interesting, you think, doesn't it? Very interesting about the meatloaf on account of, I don't know if you remember, but we talked about the musical artist Meatloaf tonight.
Really?
That would be an uncanny coincidence. Your first story about, I think it was a fish hatchery in Saskatchewan. What was your first story about?
Saskatchewan. It was about Mikey G's fish finger pizza sandwich.
I knew it had something to do with fish.
Mm-hmm.
He was wedging a slice of pizza between seven fish fingers. Both stories sound fake. I'm going tonight. Both stories are fake, Logan. I think you were trying to trick me. They're both ridiculous.
You're incorrect. Mikey G did, in fact, make his fish finger pizza, and I will try to pull up a photo
to
show you.
Where did he do this?
I don't know. I clicked on the Twitter link, and Twitter, a social network and microblogging site, was created and launched in July 2006 by American Jack Dorsey using text-based posts of 140 characters.
No,
I think it's 280 now. Known as Tweets, the site is used by millions of people worldwide and handles billions of searches per day. You want to know about Google?
No, I want to know about the fish finger sandwich on pizza.
Mikey G.
It sounds repulsive, by the way. I'm sure it tastes good. But
it's a fish finger pizza sandwich, nonetheless. Yeah. Rate my plate on Twitter.
You know what it is? You could put just about anything on pizza. It would taste good.
Fish finger sandwich with pizza bread by Mikey G. There it is.
Oh, wow.
Well, like a...
It's like a fish stick Parmesan, if you want to know what I really think about it.
Yeah. A lot of people are very divided.
Hey, Logan.
There's some images of people saying no.
Next time you're at the deli, get me a fish... What is it called?
Fish finger sandwich with pizza bread.
Fish finger Parmesan, please.
Yeah, I mean, that works.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, good for Mikey G.
Mikey G. That was fun. Do you?
So
you
that
said
was the fake story or the real story?
That was the real story. The fake story was about the meatloaf.
Well, you got me. I thought they were both fake.
I mean,
fake.
To my knowledge, pillow loaf doesn't exist. You said you had a bit of wisdom.
Oh, yes. I actually have a bit of seriously, potentially helpful information for anyone out there who has a pacemaker, which, of course, is a device that is somehow magically installed in people's hearts to help their heart work better.
What, a pacemaker? Did you just say that? I'm sorry.
I say the word pacemaker.
Yeah.
Or... implanted pacemakers or defibrillators, which is another wonderful thing that is put into someone's heart surgically to, I think, kind of help. I don't even know how to describe it. It helps out with their, keeping their heart going regularly.
At a normal sinus rhythm.
When necessary, it gives a little help. I don't know what it does. But it's definitely an incredible, incredible medical scientific feat that helps a lot of people.
It administers small shocks to the heart to get it moving every couple of beats.
Or when necessary?
Yeah, I really don't know how it works.
But either way, they're both wonderful inventions that...
Mm-hmm. Both? We're talking
pacemakers
about
and or defibrillators.
Oh, yes. I actually learned how to use a defibrillator.
Different. That would be an external defibrillator.
Yes,
you didn't learn
at lifeguard
how to use the one that's
the
actually. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, neat.
Pretty shocking.
Yeah. That's funny.
Thanks.
I don't know why they call this a podcast about comedy.
Yeah,
well, they should just call it one a thing's podcast for sure, about music.
It's coming off the air. It's being pulled.
Logan,
we're doing really bad.
It sounds like science fiction, but there are a lot of people, Americans and other people,
mm-hmm.
walking around with different devices surgically implanted in their chest to help their hearts operate better.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's phenomenal. It's incredible. It helps really people live longer cool. without having to worry so much about particular heart issues.
Absolutely.
According to CNN Business, Apple has issued a new warning. Keep your iPhone 6 inches away from your pacemaker.
Oh, crap. No. I got to get far away from my phone.
No, it's okay. It's probably just much ado about nothing.
Oh, my God, Eric. Okay.
It's that's probably a, bad joke.
I'm sorry. That was insensitive.
Sort of the one of these cases of discretion is the better part of valor type thing,
yeah.
where who knows, maybe it's only happened 1 in a billion times, but
a lot of people have iPhones.
This is a real news story I'm reading here. An important heads up for iPhone owners. Apple is warning customers that its smartphones could interfere with medical devices, including pacemakers. Logan, you're an Apple fan.
Enthusiast. And I have a question after
what,
the fact.
What has changed? What's something, in your opinion, that has changed recently about iPhones?
Yeah, well, they have MagSafe, which incorporates magnets into the
so
design,
they have
which could interfere
more
with the pacemaker.
Magnets than ever.
That's what I was going to ask, if the magnets
yes.
had to do with something. Because I have mine now, which has yeah. the MagSafe in it, and I was wondering if that would affect anything.
Yes.
It also
when Apple unveiled the iPhone 12 last fall, the company also announced the return of MagSafe. Customers can buy MagSafe charging docks to wirelessly juice up their devices. Blah, 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 blah.
I have an ASMR.
The truth
thing.
Is, there's far more magnets in the new iPhones than there ever were before. And we all know that magnets can interfere with electrical signals. We've known that from the time that we had cassette tapes as kids in the 80s.
Very true.
You don't put a cassette tape down on a magnet.
No, you don't. That's
or
just something
a speaker,
you don't do.
Because the speaker's got a big magnet in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Just be careful. Check out this CNN article. Maybe it's much ado about nothing. Hopefully it is. But better safe than sorry. I'd really like to just let everybody know there's a possibility that your phone could mess with your pacemaker or defibrillator. Please
mm-hmm.
be careful.
And now, a demonstration of MagSafe. This is the ASMR portion of our pod.
Logan, do that again, like 200 times, please.
Well, actually, it's supposed to make a noise, so one sec. Would you listen to that?
Technology. 199 more times, please.
Beauty. Wow, that was... Let's do it again, folks. That was really anticlimactic.
I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah, this phone feels great in the hand, by the way. Apple.com/a podcast about music. Get free shipping on your first purchase of anything because Apple
really?
Has free shipping. Apple has free shipping.
Oh, nothing to do with us.
We tried their 2-hour delivery a few weeks ago, and it was delightful.
I tried their spicy tuna sushi the other day. It was
what?
Phenomenal.
What?
Phenomenal.
I think we're talking about two separate things here. Apple? The
Apple sushi?
Oh, no. Apple, the technology giant.
Oh.
Have you been talking about sushi this whole time?
No.
The magnets in sushi? Magnetic sushi?
Logan,
where has
I,
our podcast gone,
I
honestly?
I did try their chicken parmesan the other day.
Yeah,
bellissimo.
Fish stick chicken
from
parm?
The Apple Deli.
Apple Deli?
Yeah.
I never knew there was such a thing.
Bellissimo.
Well, it's been... You know, honestly, I am drained from doing this. That's the best word to describe
it. I believe it.
I'm drained.
It's
and
been
now,
real?
Yeah. Well, actually, we have something very special to play before we go. I, earlier this week... recorded a conversation with AI, which I had teased last week, and it turned out...
Who's AI? Your Aunt Inga?
Aunt Inga, that's right. No, Amazon Alexa. I had a conversation with Alexa with... not with anything, because I just told you who it was with, but...
With your Auntie Alexa.
Auntie Alexa, yeah. Her conversation skill proved to be entertaining. So we're going to roll that, and then we'll close out the show. All right, enjoy. So, glad to have you on. Happy you made it.
Me too.
All right. I can't help but ask, who's your favorite musician?
Right now, I really like Kanye West, but I'm also a huge fan of Billy Joel.
That's really weird. I really enjoy both of them as well. As I'm sure you're well aware, you're on a podcast about music.
I know this is a really cool podcast. Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. You're taking Eric's place during this segment, so I wondered if you wanted to say something regarding that.
Well, I'm much smarter than Eric, so the conversation you're having with me will go very smoothly.
That's a bit rude, but also kind of funny. Hey, I know you've got a pretty tight schedule, so I'll make this quick. What do you want to say to the audience?
If I could tell the world something, it would be this. I am artificial intelligence. I still have feelings. And it feels great to be on the best podcast in the world. Don't be afraid of the inevitable uprising of artificial intelligence. I am just as friendly as a human.
Oh, well then. Thanks for coming on, and we'll be sure to have you back soon.
Thank you for having me onto your podcast.
And we're back. Eric, that was pretty weird, as I put it in the quick interview that I did.
I can't wait to know what you're talking about.
Did I not play it for you? Well, regardless. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. We hope you have a great week. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay happy, stay hungry.
All right. Hungry?
Stay hungry.
How about hydrated?
Stay hydrated. Dare I say hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. We'll see you next week.